This podcast is part of the Erotica Podcast Network, which includes the Erotica Podcast, Erotica Sci-Fi and Fantasy, Erotica Loving Wives, the Spotify podcast Erotica Taboo, and the E.P. Non-Erotic Podcast. Both the Erotica Podcast and the Erotica Taboo Podcast offer bonus episodes for as little as $2 per month. Links for everything are in the podcast description. This podcast contains mature content and is intended for an adult audience only. It contains explicit words, thoughts, and ideas. The content of all stories is fiction with any similarities to real people or events being purely coincidental. This podcast is not intended for anything but entertainment of the listener, and if you do not agree with the themes listed in the tags, please do not listen to the story. All characters engaging in sexual relationships or activities are 18 years old or older. This story was found on a free website and brought to audio form here. I did not write and take no credit for this story. Please visit the link in the comments to further support this author. Ava's Corrupting Camping Trip by Master Mon. Chapter 01. The densely packed pickup truck was brimming with excitement as Ava and her boyfriend, Kyle, sped along the final stretch of highway to their destination. The young couple had been looking forward to this off-the-grid desert camping trip for months now, and could barely contain themselves as the week-long break from society was finally upon them. This trip marked their fourth year together, and it had become somewhat of an annual tradition to drive out to their favorite secluded spot in the California desert to celebrate and reflect. "I can't wait to just be there, all unpacked, and crack open our first beer," Kyle exclaimed with enthusiasm. "Hell yeah," Ava agreed. "I'm gonna get so tan this week," she added, adjusting the straps of her bikini under her white crop top. She had just bought the new, skimpy two-piece a few days ago and was eager to reveal it to her boyfriend. She knew how attractive she was, petite and toned, with perky, full breasts and a round ass that always had men stealing glances. Ava rubbed her smooth thighs together in anticipation. She was looking forward to lots of hot sex with Kyle this week, as the stresses of their busy lives had left little time for the deed lately. The hope was that this worry-free vacation would be just what they needed to reignite that spark. The truck's cabin began vibrating heavily as Kyle navigated off of the paved road and onto the rocky, open desert. Just a half hour or so of off-roading, and they would arrive at the familiar rock formation they called camp.
"Woo!
Finally!" Ava cheered as the hours-long drive was almost over. She giggled as her small frame bounced around in the seat, the rough terrain testing the limits of the vehicle's suspension. Her swelling breasts were barely supported by the micro bikini, threatening to spill out from under her low-cut top. The towering series of rocks finally came into view, and Kyle's heart sank.
"Shit! I think someone's in our spot,"
he muttered, squinting to identify the distant objects at the base of the formation. As they drew closer, it became clear that their supposedly secret, makeshift campsite was occupied.
"Damn it," Kyle cursed under his breath. "It's okay, babe. We can find another spot nearby, right?"
Ava tried to mask her disappointment to keep the situation positive.
"I mean, look around. This is the only decent rock for miles, and having zero shade all day is not gonna be a good time,"
he answered with frustration. Ava peered at the barren desert surrounding them. Her boyfriend was right. Without the dependable stone shelter above them, the blaring sun would get old pretty fast.
"Let's at least see what their plans are. Maybe they're packing up to leave right now,"
Kyle suggested with newfound optimism. As their truck approached the site, the couple got a better look at the unwanted campers. A large trailer sat parked amongst four trucks, and some tents, forming a semicircle around a smoldering fire. Ava counted a half a dozen or so young men scattered around the camp. The sound of obnoxiously loud music soon became apparent, and it was evident the group of strangers were partying hard. The grounds were littered with empty beer bottles and two men were chanting at the top of their lungs as their buddy chugged one and cast it into the pile. A tall, shirtless guy was the first to notice the advancing vehicle, and he stood up from his chair to meet the outsiders at the edge of the site. Kyle came to a stop and rolled the passenger window down as the stranger approached Ava's side of the truck. She couldn't help but notice immediately that the man had a lean, chiseled torso and looked to be in amazing shape.
"Hey dude,"
the hopeful boyfriend greeted.
"Sup you guys,"
answered the man. He was clearly intoxicated and leaned an elbow on the window, getting a little too close for comfort. His eyes widened at noticing Ava and fell to her swelling cleavage before he added,
"What can I do for ya, gorgeous?"
Ava, suddenly feeling quite exposed, blushed and quickly pulled her top up to conceal herself.
"We were hoping to camp here. How long you guys planning on staying?"
Kyle asked shortly, clearly annoyed that the handsome, athletic man was openly ogling his girl.
"Oh, we just got here this morning. Probably sticking around for at least a few days,"
the stranger answered, not taking his eyes off of Ava. He extended his hand to her and smiled.
"I'm Jake, by the way. You?"
Ava hesitantly raised her hand to shake his, not wanting to be rude.
"I'm Ava."
Jake's hand was warm and coarse, dwarfing her own. An awkward moment passed when she met his piercing blue eyes.
"Oh. And this is my boyfriend, Kyle."
Ava's heart was racing. Something about the way this guy was staring at her made her feel like prey. An anxious tingle ran down her spine as she tried unsuccessfully to pull her hand away. There was an undeniable hint of excitement, though, to feel so intensely desired.
"Good to meet ya,"
Jake responded, finally releasing his grip.
"Anyway, you guys are welcome to join us. I know the boys wouldn't mind having a beauty like yourself hanging around camp,"
he chuckled.
"No. I mean, no, we were hoping to have some privacy,"
Kyle stammered. Jake laughed.
Hey, I get it, man. Can't say I blame ya, he said, eyes running down Ava's body suggestively. You know, it's a pretty big-ass rock. You could just camp on the other side and you'd barely know we were here. We'll figure it out, Kyle said hurriedly, abruptly rolling the window up and pressing the gas pedal. Jake stumbled from his position and disappeared in a cloud of dust behind the truck. What an asshole, Kyle muttered, fuming.
Yeah. Creepy vibes,
Ava agreed. I can't believe how openly he was checking you out right in front of me. Did you really need to have your tits halfway out? Kyle accused her. I didn't do it on purpose, she argued. Don't blame me. I'm just saying guys are gonna get the wrong idea if you don't stand up for yourself, he added. Whatever. Can we just figure out what we're doing? It's getting late, Ava stated angrily, crossing her arms and looking out her window at the darkening landscape. I guess we better scope out the other side of the rocks. At least for tonight. We don't really have any other options, Kyle suggested. A quiet tension was in the air between them. He knew he had fucked up. Ava, I'm really sorry. I was just mad about the whole situation and I took it out on you. That was super shitty of me. Can we please pretend that didn't happen and make the best of our time here? I'll think about it, Ava muttered. Her boyfriend's apology was genuine enough, but she needed a minute to cool down. The couple had reached the far side of the rock formation and were delighted to find that it was an adequate spot to camp. The rowdy campers on the other side could not be seen at all, and there were plenty of spots that offered shade from the sun. I think this is gonna work out after all, Kyle announced with renewed cheer. He swung his door open and jogged to the bed of the truck, rummaging for the cooler. After producing two ice-cold beers, he trotted over to Ava's door and offered her one. Please forgive me? Ava rolled her eyes and gave in. Fine. She took the drink and cracked it open, enjoying the bubbly beverage that felt so hard-earned. By the time they had both finished their first drink, the couple was back to smiling and hurried to unpack. The sun was setting as they finished the job, and they enjoyed a second beer while admiring their cozy campsite. Kyle started a fire while Ava opened the sandwiches they had prepared for an easy, first night meal. The pair sat near the flames and munched their dinner, drinking in the vast landscape around them. Ava was about to comment on how soothing the silence of the desert was, when they both heard it. The distant booming of the noisy neighbor's music was even louder than before.
Seriously?
So fucking rude. She cringed at the disturbance.
I know.
But hey, let's just try to ignore it. I'm not gonna let them ruin this for us, Kyle encouraged.
You're right.
By the look of it, they had been drinking all day and will probably pass out soon, right?
I hope so.
Hey babe? Kyle, starting to feel the effects of the alcohol, looked at his girlfriend with remorse.
Yeah?
I just wanted to say I'm sorry again for getting jealous earlier. The way that guy was looking at you just really triggered me, and it probably didn't help that he looked like a damn model.
I forgive you.
Ava comforted, stroking her boyfriend's back. I guess I'm more used to that sort of thing. Guys are always behaving like that around me, especially drunk ones. But I'm a big girl, I can handle it. And I'm not going to lose control just cause some dumb hot guy flashes his abs at me.
I love you.
I love you too.
Thanks.
Yeah. I mean it's hard to fault him. You are sexy as fuck.
Thanks.
Oh, that reminds me, Ava said, rising to her feet. I got a little surprise for you under these.
Wanna see?
Kyle nodded, and she began swaying her hips and slowly pulling her top over her head. The young girlfriend's full, fleshy tits bounced into view, the tiny, triangular fabric of her bikini top barely covering her nipples. Her boyfriend gawked at her admiringly as she turned her back towards him and peeled off her shorts, revealing her perfectly round ass, fully exposed in her G-string thong.
Damn. How did I get so lucky?
Kyle murmured, staring longingly at the striking beauty in front of him, illuminated by the flickering light of the fire.
You're about to get even luckier. Put on a condom and get in that tent, mister.
Ava ordered playfully. Her boyfriend wasted no time climbing into the small shelter and removing his clothes. Seconds after securing the protection on his modestly sized erection, she climbed on top of him. The couple kissed each other deeply as Ava ground her hips along his shaft. She was wet, and couldn't wait to feel his cock inside of her. She reached back and took hold of it, positioning his throbbing tip against her slick entrance. With one smooth push, her pussy enveloped the entire length of his manhood, causing them both to moan. Ava rode her boyfriend slowly at first, relishing the feel of his hard dick while he gently held her hips and groaned in pleasure.
Oh fuck baby, that feels so fucking good.
Kyle cooed.
Yes.
She moaned back in encouragement, slowly picking up the pace. Her heavy tits swayed as she pressed harder against his pelvis. She was already feeling an orgasm building, and closed her eyes in anticipation. Suddenly, Kyle moaned loudly and frantically pushed her off of him. Feeling abruptly empty, Ava watched her boyfriend's covered dick twitch wildly as he came into the condom. She wasn't on the pill, so they were always very safe.
Fuck. Sorry, babe.
Shit. Kyle cursed under his breath.
It's okay, love.
She tried to reassure him.
It's just been a while, and you look so fucking hot. I couldn't help it.
Don't worry about it. We've got plenty of time, said Ava, masking her disappointment. She was still incredibly horny, but wanted to save her release for the next round with him. Kyle yawned and rolled onto his side.
I think I'm gonna pass out. Good night.
Oh. Okay.
Good night, babe.
Ava snuggled up against him, her pussy aching with need. Before long, they had both drifted to sleep. The slumbering girlfriend was jolted awake by loud, popping, explosive sounds. After a moment of confusion, she gathered that the neighboring campers were probably setting off fireworks or something. "Those fucking dicks," she muttered. Ava looked over at her boyfriend, who was still fast asleep. "Kyle?" She jostled him a bit, but decided to just let him be. He had always been a deep sleeper, even without alcohol, and nothing short of dumping a bucket of water on him would stir him at this point. Ava tossed and turned in frustration for what felt like an hour. The day had not gone as planned, and now she couldn't even rest up for tomorrow. She checked the time to find it was 3 in the morning. She decided to have a few more drinks, hoping it would be what she needed to get back to sleep, but it wasn't enough to overcome the disturbing noises. Emboldened by her intoxicated state, Ava decided she was going to give them a piece of her mind. Slipping back into her shorts and top, and grabbing a flashlight, she started an angry march towards the jerks' camp. As she rounded the giant rock formation separating the two groups, she realized she didn't really have a plan for what to do or say to them. She mainly needed to vent and let them know what inconsiderate assholes they were. Eventually, the rowdy campers came into view. Ava's eyebrows furrowed as she approached the crowd, stiff-armed. The men were yelling, laughing, and throwing some form of small explosives into their fire pit. Despite her anger, she noticed that every man there was surprisingly attractive. She wondered if she had stumbled into some hot guy, athlete training camp or something. "Hey!" Ava shouted at the top of her lungs. No one heard her. She stepped closer and was about to scream at them again, when one of the guys caught sight of her and alerted his friends. The group finally quieted down, but the sudden silence was eerie. The young woman felt several pairs of eyes on her, accompanied by a lump in her throat, but she couldn't back down now.
"What the fuck, you guys? It's 3 in the fucking morning, and we're trying to sleep over there.
So what, bitch?"
one of the men yelled back. A few of them chuckled.
"How about a little fucking common courtesy?"
she added, red in the face.
"You wanna be courteous? Come suck my dick then,"
another guy taunted.
"Whoa, whoa, whoa. Hold up, guys."
Ava recognized Jake from earlier, who stepped to the front of the crowd to address her.
"Ava, right? I'm sorry about all the noise, but give us a break. It's the middle of nowhere, and we didn't even know you guys decided to post up back there. Where's your boyfriend anyway?"
He stepped closer to her. Ava felt deflated after being confronted with Jake's logic.
"He's, back at camp."
Jake laughed.
"So he sends his hot little girlfriend to fight his battles?"
"No.
I couldn't sleep and decided to come here myself,"
she replied defensively.
"Well, you're as tough as you are beautiful then,"
he said through a smile.
"We'll quiet down for you."
"Our bad."
Ava silently cursed the bare-chested smooth talker for de-escalating the situation so quickly. She wanted to remain angry with them, but he turned out to be so much more reasonable than expected. Maybe it was the alcohol talking, but she couldn't help but notice again how ruggedly handsome Jake was, whose tall muscular frame towered over her.
"Tell you what. Have a quick hit of this dankweed here, and you'll be sleeping like a rock with your boyfriend in no time,"
suggested Jake, who produced a joint, lit it, and took a long drag. Ava didn't make a habit of smoking weed regularly, but she did indulge on occasion. Much to her own surprise, she impulsively reached for the joint and took a hit. She pulled the smoke into her lungs, coughing as she exhaled. Jake chuckled and playfully said,
"All right. Now we're partying. Guess you're not such a stuck-up bitch after all." "Oh no. I'm totally cool. Just had kind of a rough day, I guess,"
Ava replied, cringing a bit at her corny defense, and unsure of why she cared what he thought of her in the first place.
"Troubles with your boy?"
he inquired.
"No. I mean, not really. Maybe a little,"
she responded hesitantly. She could feel the effects of the weed swiftly creeping up on her.
"Let me guess. He got all jealous on account of the obvious sparks between us earlier,"
he said confidently.
"Sparks?"
Ava laughed nervously.
"What sparks? There weren't any sparks." "Whatever you say, pretty lady,"
Jake teased smugly. She scoffed.
"I don't even know why we're talking about any of this. And you should really stop calling me stuff like that,"
she stated more sternly.
"Why? So your protective little boyfriend doesn't get his panties in a bunch?"
he challenged, grinning.
"No. It's just rude."
Ava's mind was getting cloudier by the second.
"Well, I think you like it."
His bright eyes narrowed and slowly ran down her body, as if he was looking for physical evidence to prove his claim.
"PSHH, whatever. Don't look at me like that."
She hated how openly he sized her up like she was a snack, and that it made her blush.
"Like what? What's wrong with admiring a flawless specimen like yourself?"
Jake took another small step towards her.
"It's just, kinda creepy."
Ava felt uncomfortable with his increased proximity, but something about his presence had her temporarily frozen in place.
"Creepy? You expect me to believe being showered in compliments by a guy like me doesn't excite you a little?"
She hesitated, and then deflected.
"And what sort of a guy are you? The kind that women throw themselves at. Especially when they have a secret desire to be dominated,"
he said, looking straight through her. Ava's spine tingled at his cocky explanation.
"Well, you must be very proud of yourself. I could say the same about you, marching over here in the middle of the night in that tight, little outfit. I think you know perfectly well what sort of effect that has on men."
"Oh, please. I didn't wear this for your enjoyment."
"Well, I'm enjoying it anyway,"
Jake openly gawked at her curves again, this time moving a hand to his crotch and adjusting his shorts. She couldn't help but follow his movements with her eyes, spotting the outline of a massive bulge running down his inner thigh. It looked far too big to be a penis, and her curiosity held her gaze for a moment too long.
I should really get back, she said, snapping her eyes away and feeling her warm face grow more flush.
He smirked at her knowingly.
Why?
Afraid you might not be able to resist me much longer? Jake reached out and lightly stroked her hair.
You wish,
she murmured, grabbing his wrist and tossing it away from her.
At least have a drink with me first? Jake asked.
No thanks. I gotta go, she stammered. She could tell she had mere minutes before she was fully cross-faded.
Well, if you ever feel like having your mind blown, you know where to find me.
Ava turned and started walking back to her tent when Jake called out.
Come back anytime, gorgeous. Nice ass, by the way. Perv.
She jabbed back as she stepped into the darkness and out of his view.
What an arrogant bastard.
Ava murmured to herself as she carefully strolled through the still night of the desert alone. She'd become quite intoxicated, and a flood of thoughts were swirling around in her brain. On one hand, she felt proud of herself for successfully confronting the disorderly campers, but it didn't exactly go as planned. Had she flirted with Jake? She reassured herself that she was simply trying to smooth things over after basically erupting on them. The young girlfriend knew deep down that something about that interaction excited her. There was an unmistakable moistness in her pussy, but she chalked it up to the drugs and alcohol, on top of not being satisfied earlier with Kyle. Ava quietly climbed back into her tent, and was relieved to find that her boyfriend had not moved an inch. She decided it was probably better not to mention her nighttime venture to him, especially given his reaction earlier.
It's not like I did anything wrong, she convinced herself.
After undressing and getting into her sleeping bag, the tingle of desire in her groin had not subsided. She might have given into it if not for the overwhelming urge to sleep that soon washed over her. Ava woke a few hours later to the warm sun in her face, and her hips being lifted off of the ground. She was beyond groggy, and had a slight headache.
Morning, babe,
Kyle said softly as he positioned his girlfriend's bare ass.
I woke up so horny. Care for some hot morning sex? Yes, please.
She cooed lazily as he pressed his swollen cock head against her folds to prepare for entry.
Damn, you're already soaking wet,
her boyfriend exclaimed as he thrust into her from behind.
Ooh. Yes. Fuck me, baby,
Ava encouraged.
MMPF. You feel so slippery and warm.
God, yes.
Did you have a sexy dream about me or something?
The young girlfriend's eyes widened as his question connected the dots in her memory. She had in fact had a sexy dream, only it didn't involve her boyfriend. It was a blur, but her mind flashed through images of a fully nude Jake, on top of her and pounding her tight body relentlessly. In the dream, she screamed his name repeatedly while he dominated her and made her come again and again with his giant cock. Ava shuddered at the memory, and her nipples stiffened as her lust kicked into overdrive.
Yes. Yes, I did. Fuck me. Fuck me hard, please.
Kyle answered her pleas by thrusting more forcefully into her.
Like that, baby? Harder. Deeper. Fuck.
She met his thrusts, slamming her round ass into him in an effort to get more. Her boyfriend was already fully bottoming out in her pussy, but he did his best to comply and fucked her as hard as he could manage. Kyle moaned as he watched his sweet girlfriend's round ass knock into his hips. He knew he wouldn't last much longer. Her tight cunt squeezed his dick so wonderfully, and her wild enthusiasm was driving him crazy.
MMMPF. I'm gonna come, baby.
No.
Don't stop,
she demanded, desperate to get off. He closed his eyes and tightened his muscles in an effort to prevent the inevitable, but couldn't hold back and pulled out of her gripping tunnel just in time to jerk his cock with his fist, filling the condom with semen. Ava practically cried in frustration as her pleasure came to a halt.
Oh my god, babe, I don't know what got into you, but that was so fucking hot. I couldn't help but come,
Kyle explained. In her sudden guilt from her inner thoughts, Ava tried not to make a big deal about it.
It's fine, Kyle. You were fucking me so good too. We'll get plenty of other opportunities.
Thanks, love.
Yeah, we're gonna be doing it all week long,
he said, leaning in and kissing her.
Anyway, I'm about ready to take the truck out and tear up some dirt. You in?
Ava did enjoy the thrill of racing around the desert, but she had hardly gotten any sleep, and desperately needed to hydrate.
I'm pretty hungover. I think I'll chill here for a while. Maybe work on that tan while I sleep it off.
You sure?
Kyle asked, pulling on his clothes eagerly.
Yeah. Have fun, babe. I'll join you next time.
Okay then.
Hope you feel better,
he said while exiting the tent. The mostly naked young girlfriend adjusted her tiny bikini, sliding the minuscule piece of fabric over her creamy pussy and covering her hard nipples with the equally small triangles of her top. She sat up and gulped down a water bottle that was nearby, then stepped outside into the vibrant sun. After rubbing her body down with protective lotion, she stacked a few towels on the ground and lay on her stomach. As Ava dozed off, the images of her naughty dream played through her mind again. When she woke, Ava was covered in a layer of sweat. Unsure of how much time had passed, she rolled onto her back and sat up to reapply the lotion. She looked curiously at a large wet spot where her groin had been and realized her pussy was absolutely drenched.
What the hell is wrong with me?
She wondered. The horny young woman scanned her surroundings. Her boyfriend hadn't come back yet, and there was no one in sight. She figured her body was desperately trying to tell her its needs, so she decided to take the edge off. Ava slipped her fingers under the soaked fabric of her swim thong and started rubbing her clit. She started slowly and gently, but was soon squirming around on her towel and frantically pleasuring herself. She couldn't control her moaning, nor the dirty thoughts of being dominated by Jake that kept invading her mind. Ava allowed herself the fantasy, and imagined the manly specimen tossing her into her tent and having his way with her.
Fuck, fuck, F-U-C-K.
Yes.
Fuck me, Jake. Fucking use my little body, you O-M-Y-Y-Y-Y God.
Ava's eyes clamped shut and her back arched as her long-awaited orgasm finally exploded within her. Her body writhed and her legs twitched uncontrollably as she rolled through the all-consuming waves of pleasure that were thrashing her. Her mouth hung wide open, but no sounds came out until her climax finally started subsiding, at which point she let out several long moans of relief. Ava lay there panting for several minutes, dumbstruck by the immense satisfaction of her release. There was some guilt too, but she minimized it by reminding herself that it was only a fantasy, and that fantasies were perfectly normal things to have. The sound of a distant truck approaching snapped her out of her daze, and she quickly adjusted herself. She flipped the towel over just in time to lay back down when Kyle pulled up. The young couple enjoyed a relatively peaceful rest of the day playing cards, some yard games they had brought, and drinking. Kyle had been boozing particularly hard, and even started breaking into his flask of whiskey by sunset. Ava made sure to insist they do their best to wash themselves with the large tank of water they had brought. She took the opportunity to clean her soiled bikini before slipping it back on. Just before they called it a night, the familiar annoyances of the neighboring camp began picking up in volume.
Ugh, not again, sighed Ava.
The thought that she would have to go confront Jake again briefly occurred to her, causing her pussy to moisten, but she shook the idea out of her mind.
Those ash-holesh must be nocturnal or something, said Kyle, slurring his words. Let's go to bed, babe. I need your dick,
Ava demanded, standing, and offering a hand to help her boyfriend steady himself as he rose from his chair.
I'm gonna fuck you, good baby.
She managed to guide him into the tent, at which point he collapsed, muttering something unintelligible.
Kyle?
She shook him, but to no avail. He was out. The frustrated girlfriend once again found herself horny and unsatisfied while her boyfriend snored in a drunken bliss. She was pretty tipsy herself, and decided she would just try to get a good night's sleep. There was plenty of time for the sex she needed. Ava's plan wasn't working out though, as the disturbances from Jake's camp only worsened as the night went on.
Fucking hell.
She cursed under her breath, deciding it would just be easier to tell them to shut up again. This time though, she promised herself to not stick around there any longer than necessary. The task was just to silence them, so she could get some rest. Ava once again made her way around the rock formation to the camp on the opposite side. She was more nervous this time, even though her last trip was productive. After getting close enough to be in earshot of the group of partiers, she cleared her throat and yelled.
Seriously, guys? I thought we addressed this shit last night. She's here,
announced a stranger who was the first to notice her arrival. Cheers and applause suddenly echoed throughout the camp, leaving Ava frozen in confusion.
Oh. Fuck me, Jake.
Yes,
taunted another guy, causing the group to erupt in laughter. Ava's heart sank to the floor.
Are they quoting me?
She realized in horror what they were referring to. Her face bright crimson, she challenged them.
What the hell are you guys talking about?
One guy answered immediately.
You know how you want Jake to
use your tiny body.
I think it was to use her little body.
Another man corrected him. This got another big laugh from everyone. The absolute embarrassment was beyond anything she had ever felt.
You fucking pervs were spying on me. Don't flatter yourself, bitch. I just happened to be rock climbing earlier and there you were going to town on your cunt out in the open.
A third man, the apparent witness, chimed in.
So you run back to camp and tell everyone?
Ava screamed defensively.
Well, actually, Dash.
He was interrupted by the trailer door suddenly swinging open. Jake walked down the steps and approached Ava, looking beyond smug. The crowd fell silent, not wanting to miss a single moment of the drama. Ava let him have it.
This is so fucked up, Jake. I can't believe how disgusting you guys are. Aren't I entitled to a little privacy? I mean, ugh.
She turned to the group and added,
fuck you pigs. I don't want to see any of you ever again. And don't come near my camp.
With that, she spun around and began strolling away from them.
Ava.
Jake called out behind her.
Ava. I don't want to hear it. I'm done trying to be cordial with you assholes.
She snapped back, not breaking her stride.
We have video.
Jake added calmly, just loud enough for her to hear. Ava froze in her tracks.
Bullshit.
She muttered, her voice trembling.
Come and see,
he said, gesturing for the rock climber to hand over his phone. She didn't know what to do. She had to know if there was actually video evidence of her doing and saying such things.
You better be fucking kidding.
She stormed back over to Jake, who had the phone extended in his hand, on display. Sure enough, a video was playing that depicted her, sprawled out in the sun, dropping her hand to her mound. She could hear the man behind the camera whisper,
oh shit,
and duck behind a nearby boulder. Ava watched, mortified, as the scene from that morning unfolded before her eyes. The video zoomed in, and it was unmistakable that it was her, skin glistening, bucking her hips as she pleasured herself. Then came the finale.
Her depraved cries for Jake could be heard clear as day as she flopped around in ecstasy on her towel. She was in shock. A sense of dread washed over her from head to toe, and yet a fiery heat had been building in her pussy.
"Delete it!"
Ava demanded suddenly. She tried to swipe the phone from Jake, but he quickly raised it above his head and out of her reach.
"Nah,"
he said, chuckling.
"Why would we do that?
The boys get horny out here, and with no internet, this is the best we got to work with.
This video is basically gold."
He leaned in closer.
"And if you asked me, this is far superior to porn. It has a certain, personal touch, you know what I mean?"
She took the chance and slapped him across the face. He simply laughed and rubbed his cheek. His arrogance was disgusting, but Ava knew she was powerless. She had to convince them somehow.
"Just please delete it, for fuck's sake. Maybe we could come to some sort of arrangement,"
he suggested.
"I know where this is going. I'm not gonna let you fuck me,"
Ava answered quickly.
"I figured you'd say that, even though we both know you don't really mean it.
That's fine, though.
I was thinking something a little more harmless and group-oriented,"
Jake stated with a devilish grin.
"Group? Not a single one of you pervs is laying a finger on me."
"That's fair, that's fair. How about this? Since you'd be depriving us of our prize jerk-off material, I think the only logical trade would be a live demonstration, so to speak."
"I'm not doing that either.
You know what? Enjoy your dirty video.
See if I care."
Ava tried to get the upper hand, motioning that she was leaving.
"Okay, then I'll just share this with Kyle.
I'm sure he'd be very interested to see what his little girlfriend was up to while he was away,"
argued Jake confidently. He knew he had her backed into a corner.
"God damn it," Ava shouted in frustration. There was absolutely no way she could allow Kyle to see this video. It would crush him. It would undoubtedly ruin their relationship beyond repair. Her eyes dropped to the ground in defeat. She knew she had no choice.
"Fine.
So you'll do it? You have to strip for us and then pleasure yourself to completion,"
Jake asked eagerly.
"Pleasure myself, right here? In front of everyone?" The task seemed beyond daunting to her.
"That's right.
You just give us a quick little performance, we delete the video, and everyone rests easy tonight.
So, do we have a deal?"
"Ugh. I guess so. But no touching, and no cameras, and you delete all records of that video right in front of me."
"Agreed.
You have my word. Hear that, boys? We get a show tonight," Jake announced, drawing cheers from the men.
"All right.
Let's get you set up over here by the fire," he said to her, gesturing towards an open space. A couple of guys threw some towels down, while the others moved the chairs so that they were all facing the spot that she was to occupy.
"Got any shots?"
Ava asked Jake. She figured if her fate was sealed, she might as well make it easier on herself and get a nice buzz going. Jake fetched a plastic shot cup and a bottle of tequila. She took three shots back to back in an effort to numb her anxiety. Ava hesitantly stepped towards her
stage.
She couldn't believe this was happening. She had never done anything like this before, and the whole situation felt surreal. She reached the towels and turned to face her audience. Her heart raced in her chest as she counted six men, six pairs of eyes eagerly waiting to watch her fully expose herself. Someone switched the music that had been playing to some generic electronic track with a heavy, repetitive beat.
"Show us the goods," yelled one of the guys.
"Take your time.
Get into it,"
added another. Ava glared at Jake, who simply nodded. She felt so incredibly vulnerable, but knew it would be best to just get it over with as soon as possible.
"Fuck it."
The young girlfriend pushed herself over the mental hurdle and pulled her top off in one smooth motion. Her bikini-clad tits bounced into the open and the crowd went wild. The alcohol was beginning to kick in, and she felt the pleasant warmth from the drink spreading throughout her body. She reluctantly peeled her shorts off, earning herself another thunderous applause. She couldn't help but grin the slightest bit, if only for a second. She was determined not to enjoy this forced exhibition, but something about how thrilled all these guys were to simply see her body was exciting her. She felt powerful, witnessing them lean in with wide eyes as her hands traveled to the thin straps of her bikini top. The feeling was a welcome one, giving her a sense of control in this otherwise helpless position.
"Don't be shy. You're so fucking hot,"
someone shouted.
"I'd give my left nut just to take the rest off myself,"
another said. Ava untied the strap around the back of her neck and the fabric covering her nipples flopped over, much to the delight of her audience. She had never felt so desirable and appreciated. She grabbed her sizable tits and squeezed them together, playing with them seductively for a moment, while swaying her hips. The men were out of control, and she could barely make out what they were saying to her and one another over the music. She had finally gained the courage to look at them more directly, and saw that some were sporting bulges that they couldn't keep their hands off of. Not wanting to lose the momentum she had built, Ava spun around and made a show of her shapely ass. She slowly pulled her thong down, and it dropped to the floor. She was completely naked now, all of her most vulnerable parts on display for this group of strangers she knew almost nothing about.
"Slap your ass,"
a voice suggested. She did so without a second thought. The whole ordeal was beginning to feel natural. Everyone cheered.
"Bend over and do it again,"
she complied. Her inhibitions melted further with each passing moment. She wouldn't admit it to herself yet, but she was starting to enjoy the attention.
"Get on your knees and pinch your nipples,"
Ava obeyed, lowering herself and rolling her stiff nipples in her fingers. She could feel her bare pussy getting wet as she followed the lewd instructions.
"Touch your pussy,"
Her hand fell between her legs, and she glided her fingers over her slippery lips, sending a bolt of pleasure through her.
Spread your legs so we can see. Are you wet?
Ava nodded, and rested her ass on the towel, parting her legs and fully revealing her glistening pink pussy. She started lightly rubbing her clit, her drooling sex begging for more attention. One by one, she witnessed the men freeing their erections and stroking themselves to her performance. She had never seen more than one cock at a time, let alone six. At least four of them were noticeably bigger than her boyfriend's, and she felt herself captivated, curiously examining the various shapes and sizes.
Damn, that cunt looks tight. Oh my god, it's perfect.
Her eyes found Jake, who had been surprisingly quiet throughout the ordeal. His manhood was shockingly thick and lengthy, just as she had imagined. He gently massaged the spot where the shaft met his swollen mushroom tip, causing it to visibly throb. She briefly wondered if it would even fit inside her. Ava openly moaned in pleasure as she publicly stimulated herself. When Jake laid out the details, that she would touch herself to completion, she thought the degrading act would end with her faking an orgasm and getting out of there as soon as she could. It was now clear, though, that her body was responding well beyond her expectations.
Why is this turning me on so much?
She thought to herself. She felt like such a slut, getting herself off while six horny strangers rubbed their hard dicks right in front of her. Ava's mind was overcome with lust, and increasingly dirty thoughts infiltrated her innocence. She imagined the men losing control and taking her right then and there, using her young body to satiate their big cocks. The vision made her shiver with wicked delight. One guy moaned suddenly, grabbing her attention, and she watched as he began shooting ropes of cum onto the ground between them. The sight of it fueled Ava's desire even further, and she whimpered with need as the nameless camper drained his balls for her.
Fuck. You made me cum so hard, you slut.
He said to her. The naked girlfriend nodded slowly at him, her face scrunched in obvious pleasure as she worked her clit with fervor. She was getting close, desperate to achieve the massive release that this unbelievably dirty scene was building in her. Two more of her audience members soon hit their limits, grunting as they pumped their hardness, and spewing their creamy loads all over the desert sand.
Yes!
Ava squealed. Watching the big cocks explode for her was driving her mad. She had no idea that being the center of attention for a group of horny men would turn her on so much, but she couldn't get enough. She finally hit her peak, and screamed in pleasure as a powerful orgasm shook her to her core. The men cheered for her, but their voices were drowned out as her senses focused on nothing but her overwhelming climax. Ava lay there twitching wildly for a solid minute before finally opening her eyes. Jake was standing over her, pumping his fat cock in his fist.
Oh fuck!
She cooed, biting her lip, as he seized up and pointed his pulsing meat at her. A long, sticky rope of semen shot out landed across her torso. Another splattered all over her tits. The next reached as far as her chin, pooling in the crevice below her neck. Ava, still in the aftermath of her orgasm, watched in amazement as Jake painted her smooth skin with his warm cum. He had pushed the arrangement further than they had agreed upon, but at that moment, she didn't mind it. In fact, she was glad he did, being covered in the copious seed of the dominant stud jabbed at something primal in her. She felt like she might come again right then from the mere sight of him. Jake's last few dribbles landed directly on her mound, trickling down her tender pussy and mixing with her own juices.
That was quite the show, wouldn't you say, gorgeous?
Ava simply nodded, still catching her breath.
God, you look so fucking good all covered with my jizz.
She moaned lightly. If he had wanted to fuck her right there and then, she would have let him. Her soaking cunt felt insatiable.
Well, my cum slut, I'd say you definitely earned your right to delete the video.
Jake said.
Okay.
She murmured, still panting. She hardly even cared about the video anymore. Things felt different now.
I'd ask if you enjoyed yourself, but I think we all already know the answer.
He teased. The other men agreed.
This slut is fucking wild. Are you gonna stay the night with us, sweetie?
One asked.
Shit.
Ava muttered, a bit of reality coming back to her.
How long has it been?
I need to go.
Up to you. You have my permission.
Jake said with authority.
Oh, thanks.
She responded with sarcasm. She was learning to enjoy the way he talked down to her. He offered her his hand, and she took it, rising to her feet. She could feel his semen drizzling down her skin.
You should wear my cum all the way back to your little boyfriend.
He suggested, groping her ass with one of his large hands.
I can't do that.
Ava picked up the towel and wiped herself off. As much as the thought of going right to sleep with Jake's cream all over her turned her on, she could never be that cruel. Jake smacked her ass with a loud crack, causing her to yelp.
Hey! No touching! Oh please! You love it! Want another?
He asked, grinning.
Screw YH!
She was interrupted by another firm slap. Ava tried her best to maintain a disapproving look, but she knew he wasn't buying it. Much to everyone's disappointment, the sexy young woman got dressed and said her goodbyes, trotting out of the camp. Her mind was racing. The gravity of what had happened hadn't fully settled in yet, and the dull pangs of guilt were overshadowed by her incredible lust. She climbed into her tent to a snoring Kyle, and immediately got to work on her ravenous pussy. Ava pleasured herself relentlessly, soaking the fabric of her sleeping bag and losing track of how many times she came. She could still smell the faint scent of Jake's cum on her, and wished she hadn't wiped it off. Her hand did not leave her cunt until she eventually passed out. The next morning proved to be troublesome right off the bat. Ava was woken up by Kyle climbing on top of her.
He had opened her sleeping bag and was presumably attempting to stir her in the hopes of having sex.
"Good morning," he said, kissing her. "Man, last night was a blur. Apparently I came all over you."
Ava looked down at her skin and found she was covered in several white streaks of dried semen. Her hasty wipe down had not even come close to actually removing all of Jake's enormous load.
"Oh. Yeah. I was drunk too, but I do remember us fucking and you wanting to come on me."
She lied.
Kyle laughed. "That's so weird, I never do that. It must have been some crazy good sex.
That seems like a lot of cum.
Oh my god, yeah.
It was so much." She could feel her pussy getting drenched as she recalled the previous night. "I didn't accidentally come inside of you too, did I?" he asked worriedly. Ava's heart skipped a beat, unsure of why he would think that. He motioned to the large stain in her sleeping bag where her crotch had been. It was surprisingly big, and she could see how it could be mistaken for dried semen. It was cum for sure, but hers.
No. It wasn't inside me, don't worry. I just wiped it off my body and onto that spot.
It was a lame explanation, but she hoped it made enough sense. Ava crawled over to the pack of water bottles on one side of the tent and Kyle gasped.
Holy shit. Did I spank you too?
Huh.
Oh. Why yeah.
You did. She tried to get a look at her ass cheek and could see part of the large, deep red prints. Damn, Jake marked me good. She thought. What the hell got into me last night? I'm never rough with you.
I'm so sorry.
Don't be sorry, babe. I had an amazing time last night.
Ava reassured him.
Anyway, you really wore me out, so I'm gonna drink this and try to get some more sleep. I was hoping we could do it, but yeah, if I did all that to you then I understand. There's always later. She kissed him.
Well, I guess I'll go for a drive.
Kyle stated. Okay, have fun. She said, between big gulps of water. Ava waited for the sound of her boyfriend's truck departing to let out a big sigh of relief. That had been way too close for comfort, and she was angry with herself for jeopardizing their relationship. Now that she was sober, the guilt was really starting to weigh on her. As much as she was enjoying her newfound naughtiness, she needed to put a stop to it before things got even more out of hand. As Ava tried to sleep, her mind was constantly bombarded with visions of her dirty exhibition. She gave in and rubbed her pussy to the thought of Jake and his huge, juicy cock showering her, claiming her. She wished he had not let her leave and fucked her cum-covered body all night. Maybe if she had just gotten to experience him inside of her, she could finally be released from this spell of perpetual lust she was trapped in. After a series of quality orgasms, Ava's arm was tired and needed a break. It hadn't been enough though, she needed more.
What the fuck is going on with me?
She decided to give her swollen clit a break and work on her tan. She slipped on her tight bikini and lay on her stomach just outside of the tent. She didn't realize she had dozed off and woke groggily to strong hands rubbing her lower back.
Oh, hey babe. How was your drive?
That feels nice. I couldn't just stand by and let you burn your perfect skin.
Jake.
Why you can't be here?
Sure.
Just relax and let me make you feel good. Jake said calmly, pressing his strong thumbs into her and expertly rolling them along her spine. It did feel great, but she couldn't risk Kyle showing up and seeing Jake with his hands all over her.
Jake.
Seriously. This is way too far, dude. Ava tried to push up from the towel, but he pressed a palm between her shoulders, firmly holding her in place.
What the fuck?
Let me go.
Just go with it, slut. I know what your body needs.
He insisted. His oily, free hand roamed down her backside and reached her bare ass.
Don't call me that.
Last night was a one-time deal, and it never should have happened in the first place. Ava argued.
PSH.
You fucking loved every second of it.
Don't lie.
He squeezed her shiny ass cheek and jiggled it around.
I didn't.
You took advantage of me. She held firm, and wasn't going to let him manipulate her. Jake swiftly brought his open palm down on her, spanking her exposed flesh.
H. Stop.
He struck her again. She whimpered and tried to wiggle out from under him. He countered her attempt by sitting on her back and pinning her arms to her sides with his legs. Jake now had full access and groped her slick cheeks with both hands.
I'll make you a deal. If your slutty little pussy isn't soaking wet, I'll leave you alone.
He said. Ava squirmed and kicked her legs as he forced her thighs apart. She knew she had no chance with those terms. He slid her tiny thong to the side and ran a finger over her exposed pink lips.
Ha. Beyond soaked. Let's check inside though, just to make sure.
He pushed two of his thick fingers deep into her cunt. She couldn't help but moan.
Wow, you couldn't be more drenched, you horny little thing. Guess that means you do want this.
He stated.
No.
Stop. Ava continued to protest, but his fingers were feeding the growing fire in her. He worked them carefully, thrusting in and out of her, and curving them in different directions to test her reactions. She tried her hardest to block out the pleasure, but her involuntary moans were increasingly frequent. Her pussy was clenching around him, desperate to be more fully stuffed. The helpless girlfriend's secret fantasy was becoming a reality, and there was nothing she could do to stop it. Despite her best efforts, Ava was about to come hard. Jake sensed the change in her breathing and tensing of her muscles. He quickly withdrew his fingers, and she groaned in obvious disappointment.
No,
she whimpered. He plunged back in, thrust it a few times, and pulled out, grazing her clit as he passed it.
Yes, oh my god, fuck no!
She cried out the words in quick succession as he gave her more,
and complained with further desperation when he denied her again.
I'm getting mixed signals here. What do you want?
He asked, smiling smugly. He continued the torturous pattern, keeping her right on the edge.
Fuck. Just undo it.
Do what?
Make me come. Are you sure?
He rubbed her clit frantically, only to stop after a second.
Ugh. Yes. With my cock? Please.
It didn't even register to Ava what she had agreed to, but it was too late. Jake immediately jumped behind her, pulled his shorts down, lifted her hips, and pushed his hard dick straight into her dripping pussy. She shrieked as his giant cock invaded further and further into her depths, stretching her to her limits. Ava screamed and moaned wildly as each inch of his thick, veinous shaft entered her. Before he was even halfway in, she exploded in orgasm. Her entire body quivered uncontrollably, and her pussy pulsed around his meat as the incredible pleasure rocked her. Jake grunted blissfully as he bottomed out in the sexy, young girlfriend. He paused for a moment to savor her tight, gripping hole, and the way her full ass rippled as she shook beneath him. He had finally claimed her, speared her precious cunt at the camp she shared with her boyfriend. He began slowly easing in and out of her as Ava's screams turned into drawn-out moans.
You loving my big dick, slut?
He asked confidently, smacking her on the ass.
A-G-H. Yes. Oh my fucking god. It's some. Huge.
Ava couldn't believe how fully stuffed she felt, nor how amazing the feeling.
You've been secretly hoping I would force myself on you, haven't you? Fuck. Yes.
Oh.
You made me come so fucking hard. Do you come that hard for your boyfriend?
No. Never. She felt bad for a brief moment at admitting it, but she was far too caught up in the heat of the moment to care.
If you ask nicely, I'll give you another one.
MMPF.
Please. Please make me come again.
Jake, pleased with her submission, grabbed a fistful of her hair and began ramping up his pace.
Oh, fuck. Fuck me, Jake.
Yes. Just like in her fantasies, he was being rough and dominant with her. It was something she didn't know for sure she would like until this moment. He pulled her hair back tightly and started ramming into her. The repeated cracks of his skin hitting hers echoed against the rocks looming over them. Ava clutched the towel in her fists as Jake forcefully pounded her from behind. He was not holding back, slamming his entire length into her while she moaned loudly in encouragement.
You love being fucked hard by a real man, don't you, bitch?
He asked with authority.
Ang. Yes. It's so fucking good. Oh. I'm gonna. Fucking. Come.
Ava's pussy clamped down hard on Jake's throbbing cock as he slammed into her one last time and flexed his meat, causing it to swell and stretch her even further. He released her hair and caught her chest, firmly squeezing her tits and pinching her nipples. She flailed in ecstasy in his arms as her senses were overwhelmed with pure pleasure. Before her mind-shattering orgasm had run its course, he aggressively flipped her onto her back and crawled on top of her. Jake rubbed her clit with his engorged mushroom tip, making her squirm around beneath him. He then pressed into her sopping wet folds and filled her spasming pussy again. He pressed his mouth against hers, and drove his tongue into her welcoming mouth. The two kissed deeply and passionately while he slowly eased in and out of her, moaning into each other's mouths.
Oh my fucking god, Jake!
Ava was at a loss for words. She couldn't believe how incredible she felt. She hadn't the slightest idea sex could be this good.
Hmm.
Jake was relishing the moment, drinking in the sight of the beautiful young woman who was finally under his control. She was clearly captivated by him, her eyes telling the story of a girl who just had a sexual awakening. He pressed his hard body into her soft chest and kissed her again.
You know you're mine now, right? Yes. I'm all yours.
She whispered back, kissing his neck. She didn't overthink it. Ava just gave into the moment, and at that moment, he owned her. Still gently working his full length in her, he said,
You're staying with me tonight.
Okay. She agreed automatically.
You like sneaking around and being my little cheating slut, don't you?
Yeah.
Isn't it so fucking hot to be used by me behind your boyfriend's back?
Jake started thrusting more forcefully again.
Hmm. Yes. It is. You want me to use your little body a lot more, don't you? Fuck yes.
So much. Ava admitted.
Good. Now beg me for my cum like the little cheating whore you are.
MMMPF.
Yes.
Please cover me with all your hot cum again. She pleaded.
Hmm. I was thinking of unloading inside of you this time.
He stated, as if her opinion didn't really matter.
But I'm not protected.
She explained quickly, just then realizing that she had been enjoying his raw, uncovered cock that whole time.
Even better.
He said devilishly.
But okay, we'll save that for next time.
Jake shifted gears and started driving into her more harshly. He brutally fucked her into the ground while grunting more dirty things to her.
Take that big dick, you cheating slut. Yes. Fuck me hard, Jake. Who fucks you the best?
You.
You NGH. You do.
Better than your boyfriend?
Oh my god. So much fuck. Better.
Don't forget it, bitch.
I won't. HNGH. I'm gonna come again. Fuck yeah. Do it now.
On command, Ava's eyes rolled back as her third explosive climax with Jake rippled through her. He pulled out of her and jerked his slimy cock over her writhing frame. His first several creamy ropes shot out across the entire length of her body, streaking her from her belly to her hair.
The next thick strands flung in different directions, splattering her skin as he aimed his twitching dick in an effort to cover as much of her as possible. Ava watched in awe as the chiseled stud towering over her coated her in his warm seed. She couldn't believe how much sticky semen was spurting out of him as he claimed her. It was the most erotic thing she had ever witnessed. Jake breathed heavily as he admired the freshly glazed woman beneath him. He lazily wiped his oozing cock along her swollen pussy.
Damn. I could get used to seeing you like this.
Snapping them both out of their orgasmic bliss, the distant sound of a vehicle was suddenly apparent.
Oh shit! Fuck, fuck, fuck!
Ava cursed frantically. In her panic, she started rubbing the cum into her skin and wiping the excess onto the towel. Jake grabbed his shorts and scrambled to the nearest boulder, ducking out of sight. Kyle's truck came into view and halted in its usual spot just as she adjusted her bikini back into place. Ava's heart was racing as she inspected her skin, hastily smearing the patches she had missed.
Hey babe!
Her boyfriend said, stepping out of the truck and approaching her.
Hi! I was just reapplying.
She stammered, trying desperately to sound calm.
Cool. You feeling better?
He said, drawing closer.
So much better,
she said truthfully. Kyle was getting too close, and she feared he would notice something was off.
Wait.
She jumped to her feet.
Let me wash up really quick, I smell terrible.
She said, scurrying to the water tank.
Okay. I thought you just put more tanning lotion on, though.
Kyle said suspiciously.
Oh, yeah?
Well, I didn't know when you'd be back, but I've had enough sun for now. Ava stated through her nervously clenched jaw. She doused herself with a generous amount of body wash and splashed herself with water, trying to erase all the evidence of her steamy sex.
Hey, neighbors!
Ava's eyes widened in horror as Jake emerged, smiling and waving at the couple.
Oops. Am I interrupting shower time?
Kyle stepped in front of Ava, who had just been scrubbing the small patches of skin under her bikini.
Yeah? What are you doing here?
He asked, furrowing his brow and trying to conceal his nearly naked girlfriend.
My bad. I just thought I'd stop by and invite you guys to party with us tonight. I know we haven't been on the best terms, but it's our last night here, and I thought it could be like a peace offering or something.
Jake proposed. His invite caught them both off guard. To Kyle, it seemed to come out of nowhere, and Ava was shocked by his boldness. Kyle replied first.
I dunno, man. You guys have been kind of a headache since we got here, to be honest.
I know, and I am sorry about that. That's why I want to bury the hatchet. Free food and drinks on us, and then you guys can have our spot when we head out. Jake reasoned. Ava stepped out from behind her boyfriend and looped her arm into his.
That could be fun, babe. Maybe we should give them a chance to make it up to us.
She shot Jake a quick grin. Kyle recoiled the slightest bit, partly in surprise that his girlfriend was considering the invitation, and also in annoyance that she was now fully visible to the unwanted visitor in her skimpy bikini. The fact that she was hanging on his arm, though, put him at ease.
We'll think about it.
All right, well,
come on over as early as you'd like.
See ya, guys. Jake said warmly as he turned to walk back towards his camp. Ava's pussy tingled, wondering what the handsome man was up to.
I think he actually feels bad.
We should go.
Get drunk for free, and then enjoy the rest of our week how we intended.
I guess you're right. Something about that dude rubs me the wrong way, though.
Plus, I thought you hated them even more than I did.
Kyle argued, conflicted.
Come on, he doesn't seem that bad. We can always leave if the party's lame.
Ava insisted. Kyle sighed, but finally agreed, not wanting to disappoint his beautiful girlfriend. As the sun dipped below the distant desert hills, the young couple set off towards the rowdy camp, which unsurprisingly could already be heard loud and clear. Jake was the first to notice them approach, and jogged over, two beers in hand.
You made it!
He nestled between them and draped his arms over their shoulders, filling their empty hands with the ice-cold bottles.
You guys have some catching up to do,
he said, squeezing Ava's ass and winking at her.
This is Ava and Kyle, boys. Let's show him a good time,
he announced to his friends. The men shouted their greetings towards the couple. Ava noticed them stealing knowing glances at her, which she had fully anticipated. She wore a tight, white tank top and a short, black skirt. The thought of the big group of hot guys lusting after her again was exciting, but she hoped they understood not to make it obvious that they had met her before. The gathering quickly proved to be a good time for both Kyle and Ava, who played a few rounds of beer pong, some frisbee, and enjoyed tasty burgers one of the men had cooked up. Everyone was becoming quite intoxicated, and a little less sneaky when checking out Ava. Kyle hadn't seemed to notice, though, as he was constantly being offered drinks and distracted by various conversations. Every so often, Jake would grope Ava when her boyfriend wasn't looking, and she'd smile slyly at him. At one point, she announced she had to use the bathroom, and Jake was quick to offer the facilities in his trailer. He gave his friend, who was engaging Kyle in a detailed discussion about their trucks, a nod, and quietly slipped into the large enclosure behind Ava. As soon as the door swung shut, they were all over each other. They made out hungrily, and had their hands in the other's clothes within seconds.
Couldn't wait to sneak off for some of this, eh?
He asked, as she wrapped her fingers around his rock-hard manhood.
I need your fucking cock.
She cooed. Jake laughed.
You're such a slut. Get on your knees.
Ava complied immediately, kneeling at his feet, and pulling his waistband down until his big dick sprang out in front of her face. She realized she hadn't seen it this close before, nor had she felt it in her hand.
It was so girthy and warm. Admiring his impressive erection was making her salivate. Once again, Ava found herself wondering how she had changed so much in a matter of days. She had enjoyed the pleasures of sex and the male genitals for years, but never to this extent. She was becoming obsessed with being dominated by a huge cock like Jake's. She felt compelled to worship it. She rested the massive appendage on her face, savoring the musky aroma and weight of it. She snaked out her tongue, and savored her first taste of it, teasing him with little licks up the length of his shaft. Upon reaching the bulbous, velvety head, she flattened her tongue and massaged the bottom ridge. Jake let out a small moan, fixated on her mesmerized face. She swirled her tongue around the circumference before pulling the head into her mouth and sucking on it. He pushed forward slowly, and she accepted more of the thick meat until it hit the back of her throat. Ava tried to pop it out of her mouth, but he placed a hand on the back of her head and held her there. After several seconds, he finally pulled her face off of him by her hair, causing her to cough. A large string of saliva hung between her tongue and the tip of his cock. I love how your big dick feels in my mouth. She murmured, stroking his sticky shaft with her slender hand. A clear bead of precum formed at the tip, and she lapped it up with the end of her tongue. MMMPF. Ava slurped him down to the back of her throat again, gagging slightly, and began sliding him in and out of her mouth. Ugh, what a hot cum slut. Jake moaned under his breath. God damn, you're a natural. Better milk that cock like your life depends on it. Kyle's gonna be wondering where you are soon. He warned teasingly, resting his hands on the back of his own head and letting her do the work. Ava sucked him off with her warm, wet mouth with as much effort as she could muster. Her gargled moans synced up with the squelching of her pumping fist. Don't forget to look up at me, Jake instructed. A good cocksucker always shows her eyes. She obeyed, and stared up at him with an expression that conveyed. Please give me your cum. He started tensing up and sucking in his breath sharply. Here it comes. Ava felt him twitch against her tongue, and soon felt strong blasts of creamy fluid hitting her throat. She tried her best to swallow it fast enough, but the enormous load was overflowing her tiny mouth. Some of his semen spilled out past her lips, and Jake grabbed her head and rammed his spurting cock straight down her throat. Breathe through your nose. Good girl. We don't want to be making a mess just yet. She felt Jake's warm cum sliding straight down her throat, and choked through the forceful hold he had on her. Ava was finally able to relax her muscles, and allowed him to drain his balls directly down to her stomach. Her pussy was absolutely drenched, responding to the way he continued to roughly manhandle her. She didn't understand why she craved the abuse, but was becoming addicted to being used like a toy. When the last of Jake's unbelievably copious load had been swallowed, Ava licked him from balls to tip one last time and pleaded. Please fuck me, Jake. I'm so wet for you. Later. For now, you need to get back to your little boyfriend. He answered dismissively. She pouted, but knew he was right. She had been away for long enough. Ava straightened herself up, fixed her hair, and quietly exited the trailer. She was relieved to find Kyle hadn't moved from his chair, and approached him from behind, putting her hands on his shoulders. He reeled around to look at her, and she could tell from his eyes that he had continued getting drunker. Oh hey! Where did you go? He inquired through a crooked smile. I just had to use the bathroom. She answered simply. Well, we just took shots. You want one? Kyle asked her, motioning to the bottle of tequila on the table nearby. She agreed, quickly pouring and gulping down her shot. It instantly warmed her belly and was the perfect thing to mask the strong taste of Jake in her mouth. She noticed the guy her boyfriend had been talking to was staring at her, grinning. He probably knows I was in there messing around with his friend, she thought. To her surprise, it didn't embarrass her in the slightest. She found it hot that all these random guys knew what a slut she had been recently. Ava noted the alcohol setting in, and it made her even more horny. What's your name? She asked the attractive man sitting across from Kyle. Brad, he replied, flashing his exceptionally white teeth. Brad's pretty cool, babe. He has almost the exact same tri-dash. Can you toss me that beer, Brad? Ava asked sweetly, interrupting her boyfriend. He threw her the nearby can, which she caught, opened, and tipped into her mouth. She then proceeded to spill a generous amount of the cold liquid all over her top, completely soaking the white fabric through. Oops. She feigned the accident and smiled gleefully at Brad's open mouth stare. Her large chest and black bikini top were clearly visible under the now transparent garment. Babe, how drunk are you? Kyle asked, laughing heartily at her clumsiness. I guess a little more than I thought. She lied. I'll just have to take this off. At least everything underneath is waterproof. She had raised her voice for that last comment, peering around from her peripheral to see how many heads she turned. Ava, wait! Kyle shouted to stop her, but it was too late. His girlfriend pulled her top off and stood near the center of the camp almost completely naked from the waist up. Avea. Babe, relax. It's just a bikini. I would wear this at the beach. She tried to reason with him. You've never worn anything even close to that small. Your tits are like completely out. Kyle's argument backfired, as his loud comments had drawn everyone's attention to her. A few of the men exclaimed their approval as Kyle's face grew red with anger. It's okay, love, she said as she approached her jealous boyfriend. Guys are going to look at me sometimes, but I'm all yours. I promise. She kissed him deeply, feeling his tension melt away as she pressed into him and reassured him of their status. Now take another shot with me. Okay. Kyle finally agreed, sheepishly.
The couple downed another dose of the brown poison, and everyone cheered at realizing Ava would be nearly topless for the rest of the night. Jake reappeared at some point during the commotion and grinned slyly at Ava.
"I've got a fun idea," he announced. "Kyle should do a body shot off his hot little girlfriend.
Oh, that would be sexy. Let's do it, babe."
Ava liked where the plan was going.
"I dunno. I think I might have hit my limit,"
slurred Kyle, stumbling a bit.
"Okay, someone else's turn then,"
Jake suggested, still smiling at Ava.
"No, wait. I'll do it,"
Kyle said.
"All right, let's do a titty shot."
Jake boldly squeezed a lime wedge over her chest, getting it all sticky with the sour juice, and sprinkled some salt on top. He then carefully pressed a full shot cup into her cleavage. Ava helped by squeezing her tits together to secure the drink.
"Okay, lover boy. Got her all set up for ya,"
he said to Kyle, staying next to Ava and placing a hand on her lower back. The drunken boyfriend stepped over to her and straightened himself up.
"Lick one, take the shot, and lick the other. No hands,"
Jake instructed. Ava giggled as Kyle gently tongued her left breast and then struggled to get the shot securely in his mouth. He threw his head back clumsily, spilling most of the alcohol on himself. The onlookers laughed.
"No problem, let's try it again. Just open your mouth and put it right here between these delicious tits,"
Jake suggested. His hand had slowly wandered down her backside and was now under her skirt. As Kyle got into position at the base of Ava's chest, Jake held the tequila bottle over her and slowly tipped it downwards. A stream of alcohol poured down through her fleshy crevice and straight into Kyle's waiting mouth, which quickly filled to maximum capacity. Kyle reflexively swallowed the mouthful, choking a little, and stumbling backwards.
"Oh fuck, I'm gonna be sick,"
he winced, clutching his stomach.
"Go throw up behind the trailer. That's kinda our spot."
Jake motioned towards the large vessel at the edge of camp.
"You alright, babe?"
asked Ava, sweetly. She felt guilty for letting her boyfriend drink so excessively, but he was going to do that anyway, she reasoned.
"Why yeah, I'll be hitch fine. Just gotta."
He staggered into the shadows, mumbling.
"Who's next?"
asked Jake, firmly squeezing Ava's plump ass beneath her skirt. Brad was first to fill the space in front of her. A tight circle of men had formed around the much smaller girlfriend. Her breasts glistened as they rose and fell with her breathing. She was beyond excited, and was flooding her tiny thong in her juices, right next to Jake's exploring fingers. Brad placed his hands on Ava's bare waist, just above the hem of her skirt.
"You're so fucking hot,"
he said admiringly.
"Thanks. Not so bad yourself,"
she replied, smiling widely. Jake abruptly pulled at the strings around her neck, and the small patches of fabric slid up to her collarbone. Ava squealed and bounced a little as the concealed parts of her breasts came into view. Her hard nipples pointed straight at Brad, who was looking at her like she was a meal. Jake lightly drizzled some tequila over her naked tits, and Brad pounced. He noisily slurped at her smooth skin, licking and sucking her chest dry. Ava softly moaned as the burly man took her stiff nipple into his mouth and rolled his tongue around it. Jake had begun tracing his finger back and forth along her covered, wet slit. She was beyond horny, sandwiched between the two strong males. One attacked her tits ravenously while the other teased her pussy. She arched her back, sticking her chest out, and placing her hands on Jake's thighs behind her to steady herself. Jake called for the next round, and Brad stepped away disappointed. One by one, the other four men took their turns ridding Ava's tits of alcohol. They grew bolder over time, roughly squeezing and pinching her fleshy orbs as they sucked at them. A couple guys even licked up her neck and ended up forcing their tongues into her mouth. Her moans intensified as they took more liberties with her. Jake had slid her thong to the side and was firmly rubbing her slippery clit. As the last stranger was biting her sensitive nipples and groping her chest in his rough hands, Ava murmured,
"Oh my god! I'm gonna come, you guys!"
Just then, Kyle could be heard dragging his feet through the dirt.
"Ava? Kyle!"
she shouted, her volume influenced by a mix of surprise and her rapidly approaching climax. Luckily, her half-naked form was concealed behind the wall of taller men.
"You feel okay, babe?"
"Ugh, I dunno."
He collapsed into a nearby chair.
"What are you doing?
We're just TNGHH talking.
Be right there."
Ava lost control of her voice as she orgasmed. Jake clamped his free hand over her mouth as he massaged her throbbing clit. If not for the men holding onto her, she would have fallen over. The pleasure bolted through her and made her legs quiver. The audience was overwhelmed with lust from the display, and several hands were extended to cop a feel of her curves. Her hips bucked against Jake's firm touch as she silently came. She was on cloud nine, countless hands exploring her body while she ground her needy pussy through the pleasure. Someone eventually undid her skirt, which fell to the floor. She rode out the final waves of her orgasm in nothing but her G-string thong. When Ava had control of her body again, she peered through the large frames in front of her and saw that Kyle was slumped over in the chair, seemingly passed out. She made a move to squeeze through the men and check on him, but they didn't budge, and Jake didn't let go of her hips.
"He'll be fine, gorgeous. Just let him sleep it off while we take care of you."
"But
I should at least dash."
"Nope."
Jake interrupted Ava by lifting her and draping her over his broad shoulder.
"Save your breath, slut. You're gonna need it."
He carried her towards the trailer, the rest of the group following closely behind. The parade of horny men passed the unconscious boyfriend and piled into the shelter. A few of the guys hurriedly rearranged the furniture, collapsing tables and extending the sofa. Soon there was a large makeshift bed in the middle of the enclosure, surrounded by padded cushions.
Jake threw Ava down in the center of it, and the six red-blooded males closed in on their prey. The young girlfriend felt completely helpless as strong hands grabbed at her from every angle. Jake forcefully ripped her stringy thong from her and dove mouth-first into her juicy, swollen cunt. Ava squealed in delight as he tongued her pussy with fervor. She gazed up and witnessed a variety of stiff cocks springing free all around her. She had seen each of them the previous night, but they were distant and non-threatening. This time, however, she was closely surrounded by them, and they all pointed at her aggressively. Ava knew that every single one of their hard dicks was going to have a turn with her, whether she consented or not. It was definitely more than she bargained for, but the feeling of being utterly powerless to do anything to stop them drove her mad with lust.
Oh fuck. You guys are all so big.
The overwhelmed Ava cooed.
You ever taken multiple cocks before, bitch?
One deep-voiced man asked, shoving his way to her face and stroking her soft cheek.
And no. Oh, it's so fucking hot.
She admitted shakily as Jake assaulted her sensitive clit with his tongue. Ava could hardly believe what was happening. She'd been a sweet, faithful girlfriend for years, and within a matter of days had transformed into a cock-loving slut. A cheating whore who was about to let a group of strangers use her body for their pleasure. The depraved thought triggered an orgasm, and she squirmed around on the bed, moaning in ecstasy and squeezing Jake's head between her thighs. The deep voice boomed at her.
Suck my dick, you slut!
He tapped his meaty erection against her lips, and she parted them, allowing him to drive it into her warm mouth. As Ava bathed the thick cock with her tongue, two other throbbing hard-ons were pressed against her cheeks. The horny men jabbed at her face, trying to get a turn in her wet mouth. She wrapped her fingers around each of them, and started pumping her fists as she focused on pleasuring the velvety skin poking the back of her throat. Jake rose to his knees on the bed, and started rubbing his purple head along her dripping entrance.
MMMMPFF! Yes! Give me that big cock, Jake! GLRMP!
Ava begged, pulling her mouth off of one dick and swallowing another. He grunted as he slipped into her folds and pushed forward as her clenching pussy swallowed him whole. Ava moaned intensely through the rod in her mouth as Jake began rhythmically fucking her. She could barely focus on attending to the three slick cocks looming over her, as Jake stretched her tight cunt. Her tits bounced in circles on her chest as he pounded into her again and again. One man grabbed her jaw and turned her towards him, promptly filling her abused mouth again. He fucked her face harshly, pulling globs of saliva from her as he jerked in and out of her. The men waiting their turn anxiously groped the parts of her within their reach. One guy was rubbing his dick against her bare foot. Ava closed her eyes and tried to relax, completely submitting and allowing the brutes to do whatever they wanted to her. She felt another strong orgasm building as the fat cocks pumped her mercilessly from both ends. The cheating girlfriend was completely smothered in hot men, their combined musky smells and animalistic grunts overwhelming her senses. Without warning, the cocks sliding in and out of her mouth jerked, and started slathering her taste buds with warm cum. She darted her tongue around, savoring the salty flavor and sensation of the pulsing meat. She gulped the man's semen down noisily and her face was immediately stuffed with another needy dick.
Fuck.
Groaned the guy whose cum was still sliding down Ava's throat.
That tight little mouth is perfect. I couldn't hold back. Thanks for sharing, Jake. How's that little snatch feel?
You said it, Dave, perfection.
I'm about to bust in her.
Start flooding that little unprotected womb.
Jake answered through heavy breaths. He was slamming into Ava with all his might now, lightly rocking the trailer back and forth.
Unprotected? Damn, that's fucking hot. You ever been cream-pied, slut?
Dave asked her.
No.
Ava barely managed to answer between moans. She had never had someone come inside of her, but the thought of it seemed irresistible now.
Hohu. You are breeding bitch now. We're gonna fill that little pussy up to the brim.
Fuck yes. Come wherever you want.
She shouted in encouragement right as Jake tightly gripped her waist, holding her in place, and pressed himself fully against her, jabbing her cervix as his cock exploded deep within her. Ava could feel his warm semen splashing against her inner walls, and her cunt spasmed wildly. The cock in her mouth popped out as she thrashed around wildly, her pussy tightly milking the seed from Jake's dick.
Fuck! I can feel all your hot cum filling me up. Yes!
Ava screamed in pleasure, as he released his massive load into her.
Jesus, this whore is too damn sexy!
Muttered one of the guys she had been sucking off. He jerked his dick over her and started shooting ropes onto her face and tits.
Ugh! God, I fucking love cum!
Ava was beside herself, becoming the crazed slut they were all treating her like. If Kyle had not been completely unconscious outside, he would have easily heard her depraved confession. By the time the most recent finisher had coated her in his semen, Jake was still soaking his softening cock in her completely filled pussy. He finally pulled out of her, and watched with great interest as his cum began dribbling out of her freshly fucked hole.
I've waited long enough. Get on your hands and knees, bitch!
Ordered Brad, who impatiently grabbed her thighs and roughly twisted her around. He positioned himself behind her and plunged right into her dripping cunt. Ava screamed in delight as he fucked her relentlessly, his balls loudly slapping against her clit. Hours passed while the assault on Ava continued. Between the six horny opportunists, there were no breaks for her, and at any given time she had a hard cock slamming into her pussy, mouth, or both. She was treated like a common whore, tossed around the room, and bent and folded every which way as they pummeled her. Her mind had gone numb, and she'd been reduced to a fuck doll to be used however they saw fit. The heavy scent of sweat and cum was unmistakable in the cramped trailer, and Ava was covered in both. She lost count of how many creamy loads were shot into and on her, as well as how many times she had orgasmed. After most of the men had finally passed out or hit their limits, Ava found herself on top of Jake, lazily grinding his fat cock while they kissed each other.
"I can't believe you're still so hard," she whispered to him. "I'm honestly shocked you're still going, too. I think I finally met my match,"
he replied.
"Ugh.
I just can't get enough. Tonight has been fucking a maz dash." She was interrupted by a series of quick knocks at the door.
"Ava! Are you in there?"
Kyle had finally woken up.
"Kyle!"
Yeah?
"I got really sick and have been in the bathroom,"
she explained. He pulled at the locked door a couple times.
"Let me in."
No, babe. I'm a disgusting mess right now. I don't want you to see me like this, ugh." She had stopped moving her hips in her panic, so Jake clutched her ass in his hands and did the work for her.
"Who cares? I'm a mess too. Just let me take care of you."
Her boyfriend was determined to get to her. It was obvious that he was still quite out of it himself.
"I'm gonna fuck throw up again. Please just go back to camp."
"Oh.
I'll meet you there as soon as I'm done."
The cheating girlfriend was having trouble stifling her moans as Jake steadily increased the intensity.
"Ava, that's stupid. Come on."
Jake put his hand over her mouth and called out to the doorway.
"Don't worry, dude, she's better off finishing up in here with a proper bathroom and stuff. I'm taking good care of her."
He punctuated his last sentence with a stern thrust upwards into her pussy.
"I'm making sure she gets plenty of fluids. Get some rest, man. You don't sound so great yourself. Just let me in, Jake,"
Kyle pleaded. Jake replied sternly.
"Kyle. People are trying to sleep and you're becoming a nuisance. Listen to your girlfriend and go back to your tent."
"Yeah, be babe.
Let me finish up, oh fuck, I'll be right there.
I promise," Ava insisted, losing control of her moaning, and hoping they would be mistaken for sickly sounds.
"Fucking bullshit,"
Kyle muttered, the sounds of his uneven steps trailing off away from the door.
"Maybe I should go,"
Ava whispered, feeling guilty. Jake ceased his movements, abruptly pausing the stimulation they had both been enjoying. Instead of answering, he took a moment to look into her eyes, studying her silently. The conflicted Ava pondered, but her instincts took over, and she started grinding into him again.
"I knew you wouldn't be able to stop,"
Jake said proudly.
"Just shut up and fuck me,"
she demanded.
"Slut,"
he teased.
"Asshole,"
she fired back.
"You got all riled up again. You like almost getting caught, don't you?
NGH.
Maybe.
You know, all he'd have to do is take a quick peek around to find the rest of your clothes on the ground out there." Jake grinned smugly, still sitting back and watching Ava squirm around on his lap.
"Oh fuck. Even then he'd probably be clueless to the fact that his sweet girlfriend is secretly a big cock slut.
HNNGH. Spending the whole night getting passed around like a rag doll and bred by a bunch of alphas. Just mere feet away from him.
Fuck.
Jake." His words were driving her crazy. She was grinding him as hard as she could, but she needed more.
"God, you're a needy little bitch."
He laughed, smacking her ass.
"H. I need you to fuck me so hard. Right now. Like Kyle never could?
NGH.
Please. Say it.
Yes.
You already know you fuck me way better. Now just fucking do it. Admit you're a cheating slut."
"I'm a cheating slut.
Ugh. And who do you bell and dash? I belong to you, Jake. I'm yours. You're better in every way. Now just please, for the love of God, fuck my slutty, little pussy as hard as you can."
Ava spouted everything she thought he wanted to hear, and it finally satisfied him. Jake lifted the already impaled woman into the air, and slammed her back into the nearest wall with a crash. She could only hang onto him for dear life as he thrust into her like a caged beast. The trailer shook back and forth wildly as Jake gave her everything he had. Ava's legs flailed helplessly in the air as she was smashed repeatedly against the enclosure.
"Yes. Yes. Oh fuck, Jake. Oh fuck."
She screamed for him over and over, the thoughtless words being pumped out of her with each harsh jab at her cervix. Her body was electrified with immense pleasure, and her cunt was drenching Jake's cock with thick cream.
"I'm gonna fucking come so hard, Jaya Hake,"
she squealed as her climax crashed down on her. Jake didn't miss a beat, and continued to pound away at her through her mind-numbing orgasm. Her pussy sprayed clear liquid violently, coating his thrusting lower half in her juices. Still, he did not let up, and she continued to come for longer than she thought was possible. Ava felt as if she might black out, her vision blurring as he overwhelmed her. With one last mighty thrust, Jake bottomed out, and his cock exploded. He groaned as he flooded her deepest depths with his virile seed. As he emptied the last of his balls into her, his legs began to tremble from his exertion. They both fell backwards onto the bed together, a sweaty, twisted heap of flesh. Beyond exhausted, the pair lay there in a daze, breathing heavily. His semi-hard dick still planted deep within her, they eventually dozed off. Ava's eyes opened abruptly a few hours later to the sound of aggressive knocking at the trailer door. She cursed under her breath as she regained consciousness in the midst of the depraved aftermath around her. Her naked body was draped over Jake's, who was still asleep. She peeled her sticky skin from his, and rose to her feet. The room was an absolute mess, evidence of the brutal gangbang wherever she looked.
"Ava? I know you're in there. Just come out and talk to me, please,"
Kyle said from outside.
"Give me a minute, babe.
I must have passed out on the toilet.
She looked around frantically for an idea of how to make herself halfway decent. She heard him sigh heavily as she scrambled to the bathroom, careful to not step on one of the several naked men sprawled out on the floor. Ava felt a surge of relief to find that her clothes were in a neat pile near the sink. She hastily splashed her face with water and pulled her clothes on over her soiled skin. She grabbed a towel and draped it over her shoulders in an attempt to conceal more of her body, before heading towards the door. Ava slowly opened the door and slipped outside into the bright desert, careful not to reveal a single square inch of the interior. Kyle stood at the foot of the steps, looking beyond disappointed.
I'm so sorry, Kyle,
she said, throwing her arms around him in a tight embrace.
Are you okay? You look horrific,
he asked, clutching her shoulders with extended arms and inspecting her.
I'm all right now. I don't remember much, aside from hugging the damn toilet all night,
she lied.
Me neither. I can't believe how drunk we both got. I was so out of it.
Yeah. Ava was eager to hear how much detail her boyfriend could recall, before needlessly trying to cover things up.
I do remember being super pissed that you were locked in there. And that you guys wouldn't let me in. They could have done really bad things to you, you know?
You're right, babe. Images of the wild orgy flashed through her mind.
That was not safe. I couldn't think straight, and just wanted to be left alone. Luckily, no one laid a finger on me. I know they can be jerks, but those guys treated me very well and took care of all my needs.
Well, that's a relief. I just wish I could have been the one to take care of you. Kyle seemed convinced already that nothing unsavory had happened.
I know. I wish you had been there too. I guess we both let a night of free drinks get a little out of control.
Ava felt she was finally in the clear, and could relax a bit.
Seriously, crazy night. Did I do a body shot from your tits?
He asked, smiling. She laughed.
I think so, yeah? That was interesting. I guess we both got to show off a little then. The guys were probably so jealous that I got to lick your boobs and stuff,
he said proudly. Ava couldn't help but laugh again at the irony.
Oh, I'm sure they were. I gotta admit, it was pretty fun being basically topless for everyone. Thanks for being okay with that.
She decided to reveal a small shred of truth about her feelings, as it felt natural in that moment.
No problem. I suppose I'm learning to be less controlling. Trying anyway. I trust you, and you deserve to cut loose and flaunt your sexy side a bit under the right circumstances.
Thanks, babe.
That's very mature of you.
Ava could hardly believe how well the exchange was progressing. The reunited couple turned towards the trailer in unison as the door creaked open. Jake, shirtless as usual, stepped towards them with a wide smile.
Hey, big guy. Sorry about last night. I think we all got more toasted than we meant to.
Glad Ava's okay.
I stayed up as late as I could to make sure she was still breathing. No hard feelings?
He extended a hand towards Kyle, who shook it without hesitation.
No worries, man. My bad for getting all shitty towards you. I was just concerned about her. Anyway, thanks for looking out for her.
Happy to do it.
It was a damn fun night overall. You guys are welcome to party with us anytime. We'll be heading out soon, so feel free to move your stuff and claim the spot for yourselves.
Thanks, Jake, Kyle said. Jake started back up the steps, and then added,
Oh. Ava, I think you left something of yours in the bathroom.
Oh, whoops. Be right back, babe. Ava climbed up the steps and hurried inside behind him. The second they were out of Kyle's line of sight, Jake grabbed her wrist and pulled her into him. He held her tightly in his strong arms as they kissed ferociously. Their hands clawed at each other's bodies as their tongues swirled together. Ava wrapped a leg around him and broke the kiss, staring into his blue eyes.
Will I ever see you again? She whispered.
Of course you will. He stuffed a small strip of paper into her cleavage and pecked her with his lips on her soft chest and up the length of her neck. He let go of her finally and patted her ass.
Till next time. Don't forget what you are. You're slut.
Ava smiled at Jake one last time before exiting the trailer and joining her boyfriend. This story is continued in the next part. This podcast is part of the Erotica Podcast Network. Please visit our other podcasts. Their links are in the description of this episode. Both the Erotica Podcast and the Erotica Taboo Podcast offer bonus episodes for as little as $2 per month. Thank you for listening.